Hi, my name is Dr. Patricia Murugami. Welcome to your next best self. I know you might be wondering, who's this Dr. Patricia Murugami? Well, I'm a leadership catalyst, a leadership coach, an educator on matters to do with life, leadership, love, and legacy. And I hope that as you start to listen in and practice some of the leadership insights we'll be sharing here, you'll begin to see your next best self. Welcome back to your next best self podcast with me, Dr. Patricia Murugami. You know, we have been receiving amazing messages across Instagram and LinkedIn. It's called the hashtag Rise21 Challenge. And what has happened is that people have been reading the books as leadership teams, as families, as book clubs. Today, I want to give a shout out to the breakthrough African women who intend to lead with intention and impact Leadership Global Network, who for the first book club book chose to read my book, Rise. It was very humbling listening to the analysis and listening to how it has impacted different people. And I know a lot of shifts are happening internally. And I know I may not have the chance to know the extent by which this book and the work we do at Breakthrough is having an impact on people. And so many people have asked me to make a few comments about a chapter that really struck a lot of us. Who is sabotaging your efforts to become your next best self? Who is blocking you from rising? And I'm reminded of a quote my husband sent me, and I had to quote it here, by Lade Hamilton. Make sure your worst enemy is not living between your 2 ears. And so, you know, looking back, I have found a lot of people have a victim mentality. Oh, they're out to get me. Oh, life hasn't treated me fair. It's true, it hasn't treated you fairly. But you can choose to be a victor rather than a victim. And I have found that those who are trapped in the victim cage usually struggle from one of these following 10. And in this particular podcast, I'll talk about the first 5, highlighting some of the things you should look out for. And in the next podcast, I'll talk about the next 5. But I encourage you, get the book, read it, and go very deep in terms of understanding who is sabotaging you. And so when I look back at my doctoral research, my corporate experience, my entrepreneurial experience, which I dare say is a whole new world, I have found that there are 10 internal barriers. And, you know, my doctoral research was looking at why is it that there seems to be an increase in leaders, but somehow the transformational impact doesn't seem to be going at the same rate. If anything, it seems to be lower. And I sought to find out what is it that's holding people back. And of course, there are societal barriers, cultural barriers, organizational barriers, institutional barriers, sector barriers. There are lots of external barriers. But I found after doing my research, which cut across leaders who are both men and women at different levels of leadership, all the way to the board level, I found that the barriers that are most prevalent, that hold us back from becoming our next best selves, are internal barriers. How you see yourself, how you view things, the level of importance you give things. The same situation has happened to that person and me. Why is it that I'm giving it so much more importance that it becomes dead weight to me and I keep carrying it around with a victim mentality? It really all comes down to what you choose to focus on. And so the first 5 top barriers that I'd like to talk about today are perfectionism. Perfectionism. You know, many times people think that perfectionism is just excellence. It is not excellence. It's actually the highest form of self-abuse, because this habit holds back many people from becoming their next best selves, because we struggle with what is called destinationalities. Yeah, I've just made that up. This is the weakness of only seeing the destination, never appreciating the journey, and always seeing what did not work as opposed to what is working. So check, are you that kind of person who only sees the glass is half empty and in fact the water is cloudy and you cannot even drink it? Or are you the one who says, oh, maybe someone has dropped in some orange juice that's making the water a little bit cloudy. Maybe I should try it. You see, that's just a basic example. But perfectionism is about looking at what is not working. And unfortunately, it's like chasing the wind. Procrastination is a second one. And in my book, I actually even give an indication of several types of procrastinators. Bishop Rosie O'Neill states that procrastination is the arrogant assumption that God owes you another chance to do tomorrow what he gave you the chance to do today. What? Huh? Arrogant assumption that God owes you another chance to do tomorrow what he gave you the chance to do today. Let me just tell you, because I struggled with procrastination. Your dreams, your ability to rise, your ability to make the most out of your situation will be buried in the grave of procrastination. My dad always tells us that when you're stressed about something, it's because you haven't started working on it. Stress is work postponed. So get on with it. And in fact, start with those hard things. As they say in one of these books, Eat the Frog, eat the hardest task first, which is the frog. Messiah complex is the third one. This one plagues a lot of us, women and also men. And this is about people who believe they're responsible for saving or assisting others at any cost to themselves, even saving people who don't want to be saved. You know, when we are training to be coaches, one of the things that we learned, and it stayed with me, is that you cannot coach someone who is not willing to be coached. You can't. There's an old proverb from Mount Kenya that says, you can take a cow to the river, but you can't force it to drink. And it's true. So Messiah complex is especially found in firstborn children. Raise your hands, firstborns. I can see you. Who have a very high sense of responsibility. And unfortunately, it's combined with an unhealthy dose of perfectionism. So not only do you want to be responsible, but you want to do things to sort others, to solve things, because you can't just see, you can't allow that mess. But do you know that sometimes people need to be allowed to sort themselves out, even when you love them how much? To give them a bit of space, not tell them that you're there, but they have to make the decisions. So Messiah complex is so, so prevalent with high achievers who always want to make their teams do well to the point that they even do their team's work. If you're doing your team's work and you're being paid a salary for one, that's a lack of justice towards yourself. So check Messiah complex. In my own personal opinion, there's only one Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, for those who profess the Christian faith. And so let's stop trying to apply for his job. All right. The fourth one, rumination. This I learned from Marshall Goldsmith in their book, How Women Rise. And they talk about rumination is for cows. Ruminating on the past. And I dare say that some of us are more predisposed to ruminating on the past, thinking about things that haven't worked, why they didn't work. I should have said this. I should have made that turning. I should have done this. I shouldn't have done. It's gone. Pick the lesson, dust yourself, move forward. Stop ruminating. It's for cows. Multitasking. Women have been told they're amazing multitaskers. You're doing this while doing the other. Research has shown us that that multitasking actually costs us a lot more than we are gaining. So today, choose to single task. Right now, you are reading that book. You're listening to this podcast. Just allow yourself to breathe and just take in all the ideas that I'm sharing with you and discern the one that you want to pick up and do something about. And so, who is blocking your ability to rise? Which of these five, perfectionism, procrastination, Messiah complex, also called superwoman or man syndrome, rumination, multitasking, is blocking you from rising? Just like any illness, any sickness, you need help. But before you ask for help, you must accept that you need the help to get out of this trap, because this could be your saboteur who's blocking you from becoming your next best self. Do your homework, select the one that you think is most prevalent, start to do something about it by engaging someone, reading something, and applying whatever it takes for you to become your next best self. Thank you so very, very much. May you rise beyond your current circumstances and beyond these five barriers to really shine your light on other people in the sense of becoming your next best self. Thank you.